In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and God was the Word. The message you're about to listen to is from Mercy Throne Missions, Elisha, Osun State. We believe that God is going to impact, enlarge, and give you directions for God's purpose to fulfill in your life through the teachings of God's anointed servant, Apostle Ezekiel Adenipekun. God bless you as you listen.
I'm saying thank you. I am deliberate. I'm not thanking you because I'm asked to thank you. I am thanking you because I know I need to thank you. Many of my mates are in the grave, but you have kept me alive. Thank you. Many of my mates are a victim, but Lord, you have preserved me, thank you. I wish you can thank God and stop looking around and thank God for your life. Lord, I am grateful. I am thanking you. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
Jesus,
thank you.
Jesus,
thank you. I worship. I adore you. I exalt you. I am thanking you deliberately. I am saying you are faithful, you are good, you are righteous. I don't care what the economy of the country is saying, you are faithful. I don't care whatever challenges I'm going through right now, I am grateful, Lord. The Bible says, all work together for the good of them who love the Lord. Can you thank him? Thank you. Thank you. Bless the Lord. Bless the Lord. Bless the Lord. Bless the Lord. Thank you, Lord. We give you praise and glory.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Amen.
That only you be seen. That only you be seen.
Strength
over your church, O Yahweh. Over your church, O Yahweh. That only you be seen.
There is a realm I'm yearning for. There is a depth I'm yearning for. There is a realm I'm yearning for. There is a depth I'm yearning for. Aile babi kumini buku bili apakata karobe fedi balali edesh. Ai kaparo de fanati parado parata kapaya kara baru kumegere abaraya. Ai kiparo bi kapani bo sabari fidade. I papa kato sabada para pake de barada. Ai kipo kimo, ai piko, ikoto bi baradi boko zabrigi boko basha. Hey, akaki pada inemu baku bridi boko si finini momomoni. Hey, there's a lamb I'm yearning for. Oh, this man that I have found, but he keep me yearning for. There is a lamb I'm yearning for. Keep me anymore. There is a depth I am longing for. Ubikapai ke paradai. Odi popo kina madine prokosa dalabe yele. There is a depth I'm yearning for. Oh, this realm I have found. But it keep me longing more. Ah! Welcome, Holy Spirit. Welcome, Holy Spirit. Welcome, welcome, welcome. Ida babi kafana mi boko bara. Shaki lele baba ni mebi. Usaba yeleke bara ni boko soto laba. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord, we worship. Beauty in this world. Nothing in this world can satisfy. Akabaitu. Jesus, you're the comforter of God. Hey, your prayer is heaven to me. Emada Fadibo Pa. Ikabona biku fridi bakabadine bokoba patos ifana biku panadine flati shebela kababi kome esavadi panadia aklipo pofi na besa dada ipo parata kiba elekeku iskami popika dea aikari fada shadabala. We are tired of religion. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord, we are tired of religion. We are tired of a church without power. We are tired. We are tired. We are tired.
Deliverance today. I declare to each and everyone here, by the authority in the name of Jesus and His presence in our midst, every generation upon the lift up your two hands. I'm seeing deliverance happening already.
Now, what you mean is okay.
every generational bondage at the count of three, I command you to let go this once. In the name of Jesus, one, two, three, go! In the name of Jesus, lose them. Lose them, let them go. Fatarabakato sobalaya. In the name of Jesus, every generational bondage, every generational curse, your time expire now. You must go, 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 go in the name of Jesus. Amen. Let the people of the Lord be delivered.
Amen.
And let this be a new season for them.
Amen.
Thank you, Father.
Thank you, Jesus.
Let your word come expressly.
Amen.
And deliver and heal our land.
Amen.
Thank you, Father.
Thank you, Jesus.
In Jesus' name, we worship.
Amen.
Can you celebrate the Lord Jesus? Let's come together and have our seat. I want you to welcome somebody beside you. Say, you're welcome to the presence of God. Tell the person, I can feel it. And I know it. That today, the Lord will visit you. Tell the person beside you. Tell them I am sure. Tell them I'm convinced that the Lord will visit you today. Please celebrate Jesus once again. Celebrate Jesus. Thank you. Yes, thank you, Father. I want to welcome each and every one of you to the presence of the Lord.
Mo fe ki gbogbo wa kaabo siwaju Olorun.
We need to acknowledge him.
Agbodo mo
before he can manifest.
Bodo di pe o fara han wa.
You remember when we were doing the series, The Secret Place?
And what nigba ti an ko awon eko ti a pe ni ibi ikoko.
I began to teach on the mysteries of prayer.
Most bere tin ko wa ni awon ijine to wa ninu adura.
And I said, when we are praying,
mo so pe nigba ti a ba n gbadura,
what God expects from you is to follow his pattern, not your own need.
Ohun ti Olorun reti lati odo re na ni pe ko tele awon ilana ti re ko
se ohun ti o nilo. How you should pray.
Oni bayi lo se ye ki o gbadura.
Our Father.
Pe baba wa tin be
lio. It means you acknowledge that there is a Father.
O tumo si wi pe o da mo wi pe Olorun kan wa.
Who art in heaven.
Tin be ni orun.
That is, he is in a realm.
O wa ni ipele kan.
Then he now said, hallowed be thy name.
So when you
say, Lord, you are my Father, and you recognize that he dwells in the realms of the invisible, the next question he's asking from you is, where is my honor? Because the book of Malachi chapter 4 says, if I am your Father, where is my honor? So anytime you say, our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. So he's asking for that hallowing. And then thy kingdom come. That is, we submit to your government. All this has nothing to do with asking. No. Look at the greater part of that lost prayer pattern. The asking part is very minute. And that's what I'm teaching here. Now we are in another series again, unveiling the mysteries of prayer. Luke chapter 18 and verse 1. The Bible says, and he spake a parable unto them to this end, that men ought always to pray and not faint. It means that there is a possibility of fainting when praying. You can keep asking God, praying, doing all manner of things you know that the scripture recommends. There is also a possibility while you are executing that task that there is a failure can occur. So it's a man ought always to pray. And not to faint. If it is not possible to faint, he will not tell you don't faint. Oh, I found the scripture. The Bible says, even the young men shall faint. He said, but they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings like eagles. There is a realm where fainting can still grip and grab. But there is a realm when you ascend. No, they cannot be fainting there. That's why when we come by 4 p.m. in our meeting here, we start walking. We are walking. At a ram, he becomes taba taba. People, you are flying already. At a ram, you can press for 4 hours.
Ale gbadura fun wakati merin be.
You will agree with me when you determine to pray, you start fainting. Even at the less than 10 minutes of such prayer. But if you know the technology that has been recommended, that we found in the book of Romans chapter 8, the Bible said we don't even know how we ought to pray. And Jesus said we ought to pray.
Bíbélì sọ wípé àwa kò tí ẹ mọ̀ bí a ṣe ń gbàdúrà. Bẹ́ẹ̀ náà Bíbélì tún sọ fún wa wípé a nílò àti máa gbàdúrà nígbà gbogbo.
Jesus said you must pray.
Jésù sọ wípé o gbọdọ̀ gbàdúrà.
Romans chapter 8 say we don't even know how to pray.
Rómù orí kẹjọ sọ wípé àwa kò tí ẹ mọ̀ bí a ṣe ń gbàdúrà. Kí ni ìdí?
Ought always to
pray.
It will be wisdom to look for that technology that can assist us to ascend beyond the level where men fail, where men fall. You know, there are some level of money you have in the account. Listen to me. When they are talking about inflation, deflation, you are afraid. Because if you have 1 million naira, if all these circumstances of economy comes, the value of that 1 million may not give you an item that is worth the 1 million before. It can give you, it possibly you are going to get something worth of 400,000 from that.
Nígbàtí gbogbo èèyàn yìí bá dé mílíọ̀nù náírà kan tó ní ni, o lè má fún wọn ní iyì ohun tí mílíọ̀nù náírà kan jẹ́ tẹ́lẹ̀.
But there's a technology.
Ṣùgbọ́n ìmọ̀ kan wà.
There is a realm.
Ìpele kan wà.
Where you don't care what the economy says.
Either
inflation or deflation, it doesn't matter.
Bóyá nǹkan wọ́n ni tàbí
nǹkan tó ń ṣe. You have the resources, you have the raw material, you have the investment that will give you such income back. If things are expensive, you know that people are still going to buy expensive from you. It doesn't change anything. Men ought always. I'm speaking on part 4. On the mystery, unveiling the mysteries of prayer.
Nínú ohun tí mo pè ní ṣíṣe àfihàn
Last week I was able to tell you, I said the realm of asking is practically the realms of beggar.
Mo so fun wa ni ose to koja pe ipele bibere je ipere awon onibara.
Especially when we are counting years in the house of the Lord, we are saying we are believers. This is my 10th year of being born again, my 20th year of being born again, and the larger part of our prayer is asking. Then we are beggars. We are not sons.
I have been ti about one cow got at the lodge lori ninu igbagbo ti awa wa ri onkan ti a le fi se afihan re. O tun mo si wi pe aje onibara.
Let me show you something.
E je kin fi onkan han fun wa.
I like you to follow me this evening.
Mo fe ki era ma tele mi ni asale yi.
Let's travel together in this journey.
Mo fe ka jo rin ajo emi yi.
Look at Galatians chapter 4.
Let me show you something. We Galatia ori kerin so.
Oh, thank you, Holy Spirit. Galatians chapter 4.
Galatia ori kerin.
Look at verse 1. Eje ka wo ese kini. Now I say that the heir, as long as he is a child, differeth nothing from a servant, though he be Lord of all, but is under tutors and governors until the time appointed of the Father. Even so we, when we were children, were in bondage under the elements of the world. You see, when the things of this world are still taking dominion over your life, it's a proof that you are still a child in the spirit.
Nígbà tí ohun ti ayé yìí tó bá ń jẹ gàba lé ọ lórí, ó túmọ̀ sí wí pé ọmọ ọwọ́ ló jẹ́ nínú ẹ̀mí.
Though is the heir.
Pé àrólé.
The Bible says, though is the Lord of all.
Gẹ́gẹ́ bẹ́ẹ̀ tí àrólé tó jẹ́ ẹni tí ó ní gbogbo nǹkan.
Because he is still a child.
Nítorí pé ó wà ní ọmọ ọwọ́.
He will be under tutor.
Yo wa ni abe isagoso.
When you are under tutor, you can't control the things. You are being controlled, even though you are the Lord of all.
Nigba ti o ba wa ni abe isagoso, o ko le je gaba lori nkan nitori.
You can declare my year of prosperity if you are not grown in the spirit.
O le ma so pe odun opo yanture ni eyi, sugbon to ba ti dagba ninu emi.
Nobody will give you that prosperity.
Ko se ni ti o fi opo yanturu na le o lowo.
Because you are still under tutelage.
Nitori pe o iwa ni abe isin.
You are not yet a son, you are still a child.
O ti di omo o ije omo owo.
The Bible says, unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given.
Bẹ́ẹ̀ni sọ pé a fún wa ní ọmọ kan, fún wa ni wọ́n bí ọmọkùnrin kan fún wa.
Are you following now?
Yes, tell me.
If it were only unto us a child is born, Jesus will suffer on earth. But thank God that there was a technology behind the scene. Even though to man he was a child, but to heaven he was a son. In the flesh a child, in the spirit a man.
Ninu lenu ara o je omo owo, sugbon ninu emi o je omo Olorun.
This is how to rule your world.
Bi a se n se akoso lori ile aye ta wa.
Many of us,
opolopo nu wa,
we are son in the flesh.
A je omo ninu ninu era.
Though we be the heir. Though we be the heir.
A je arole. A je arole.
In the physical, everybody know you are 40 years old.
Yo jukoro ju won mo wi pe omo ogoji odun ni o.
But in the spirit, Paul the apostle say you are still sucking milk.
Sugbon ninu emi o je omo owo to yin momu to momu.
How do you penetrate your world? Being a baby, sucking your fingers, still looking for milk. When Paul said, ye are still children.
Báwo ló ti wá ṣe àkóso ilé ayé rẹ nígbà tó bá ìjọ ọmọ ọwọ́ tí òyìn mọ mú? Báwo ló ṣe ṣàkóso?
You have to grow.
O nílò àti dàgbà.
That is the problem, sir.
Ibi tí ìṣòro ti wá náà
ni. The supply is waiting for you.
Ati ni ipese naa ni ati fi fun o.
You are the one who refuse to grow to the level of acquiring what belongs to you.
Mo iwo o ti dagba debi ti out fi le o lowo.
There are parents who die and left will for their children.
Awon obi wa to je pe won ku ni to to sugbon won fi ohun ini fun awon omo won.
And one of the clause of the will will say, when he turns 18 years, hand over my company, my account, my everything to him. Even though there is a will that has given him everything the father owned, yet at age 5, this boy may still be begging for 15 naira for bobo. Do you understand what I'm saying? This child can still be begging for biscuit, and then the people who are in charge of the money may even deliberately say, look at his head. You are going to be our boss very soon. Let's suffer you now that we can suffer you.
Lóòótọ́ a lè ti fún ọmọ náà ní ohun ìní, ṣùgbọ́n kan tó wà níbẹ̀ ni pé wọ́n á ti sọ fún wípé tí ò bá ti tójú bọ́ wọ́n má ṣe fi fún ó lè wà lọ́mọ kékeré.
You are the one who doesn't know this.
Ìwọ ni ò mọ èyí.
The devil knew your weakness.
Ṣùgbọ́n èṣù mọ àìlera rẹ.
He knew the reason why you cannot travail against him. He knew that in the spirit you are way. You are still a child.
Ó mọ ìwọ̀n rẹ nínú ẹ̀mí, ó mọ̀ wípé ọmọ ọwọ́ ni ọ́.
So he's bringing affliction over affliction.
Ìjọ fi mú ìpọ́njú wá lóríṣiríṣi ni.
He's bringing poverty over poverty.
Ó sì mú òṣì àti àìní wá.
Oh, I heard something from Rehan Bonke of blessed memory.
Mo sì gbọ́ nǹkan tí bàbá Rehan Amogi sọ pé ó fi ọ̀run kẹ́.
Very powerful. He wrote it in one of his books.
Ó kọ́ nínú ìwé rẹ̀.
As if I've never, when I was reading that book, I said, what is this, sir? He's saying, we don't grow into faith.
Only a king that
Igbagbo. Pay attention. He said, the level of the faith you will have in God is not a function of your age or the function of how much you are praying to God to grow your faith. God does not grow faith. He said, if you want your faith to grow, he said, the more of the word of the Lord you possess inside of you, the more the value of your faith.
Okay, no
Jesus said, abide in me. And let my word abide in you richly.
Because he said,
then you shall ask for anything. And it shall be given. Abide in me and let my word reside richly in you. He said, when you ask for anything, anything.
Oni nígbà tí wọ́n bá ń gbé nù mí tí ọ̀rọ̀ mi bá sì ń gbé nù rẹ̀ nígbà náà ni wọ́n ó bèèrè ohunkóhun ni ó ní ló sọ.
I know a young man of 32 years old or 33 now who has a private jet. No, I know two of them. One is 34, the other one is 33.
Ọ̀dọ́mọkùnrin kan tó lé ní ọgbọ̀n ọdún, àwọn méjì tó jẹ́ pé wọ́n ní ọkọ̀ òfurufú aládàáni.
They have their own personal private jet.
Wọ́n ní ọkọ̀ òfurufú aládàáni tiwọn.
Oh, they are young in age, you thought.
Ṣùgbọ́n a máa rò wípé
but they are men.
Ọ̀dọ́langba ni wọ́n. Ṣùgbọ́n lẹ́yìn ìpìlẹ̀ wọ́n jẹ́ ẹni tí ó dágájá.
These are men who blow wind. They blow a little breeze from their mouth upon a cancer patient. You will see cancer disappearing. They are men as young as they look to you. When they call upon demons, they scatter and they disappear because they know who's speaking.
Lóòótọ́ wọ́n dàbí ọ̀dọ́ langba ṣùgbọ́n nígbà tí wọ́n bá sọ̀rọ̀ sí àìsàn àìsàn àpòórá tí wọ́n bá lé ẹ̀mí èṣù jáde èṣù àfẹrẹgẹ.
Have you ever thought of this?
Ṣé a ti ro èyí rí?
In Mark chapter 5,
ṣé a ti dárò rí nínú?
Jesus cast away a demon from a man, the madman of Gadarene.
Pé Jésù lé ẹ̀mí èṣù kúrò nínú wèrè ara Gadara.
At this point, Jesus was 30 something. He's not even up to 33. On his physical age, he's 30, 31, 32 years old. Because he's still Mark chapter 5. So Jesus should be around 31 years old at that time. He cast away 600, because I went and studied again. The meaning of legion is 6,000 to 12,000 soldiers.
Ẹgbẹ̀rún mẹ́fà sí ẹgbẹ̀rún méjìlá ọmọ ogun.
How dare a 31 years old boy control? Are you with me here?
Ṣé ẹ ń gbọ́ mi?
Are you following me?
Ṣé ẹ ń tẹ̀lé mi?
How dare a 31 years old boy
control
6,000 to 12,000 foot soldier legion?
Ó wá lé ẹ̀mí
demons.
Ẹ̀mí òkùnkùn àwọn ẹ̀mí demons. And
they say, please. Okay, please, let's beg you, please. Can you allow us to go into those peaks? One man standing. 12,000 demons running. Are you with me? I'm telling you how. How can one witch in your father's house be a threat to your destiny when one man can stand and 13,000 demons run away?
O wa ya mi lenu ti a je kan lo lori laya ninu le baba re ti wa ma do wa ma to mi nupo bawo ni o se wa ri be.
And the reason why he came as Jesus, a man, is to show you the possibility that you can operate from.
So fi wa ge bi Jesu gege bi ri eniyan na ni pe ko le fi ohun ti iwo ro ko le se ko le fi han wi ko se.
He opened the blind eyes. As a man, he raised the dead. As a man, he could multiply scarcity in his hand. As a man, he became honorable among men. As a man, he has authority over devil's principalities and powers. Why are you afraid of a witch? Yes, you are still a child. You are not poor because the enemy is powerful.
Oh, Toshi, need to one lagbara.
You are poor because you refuse to grow.
Oh, Toshi, need to repay Oko Dagba.
You are not sick because the enemy is powerful.
Oh, come on, Shai, son, need to repay Ota lagbara.
You are sick because you refuse to grow.
Oh, yeah, lie, Lira, need to repay Oko Dagba.
The demon said,
the money is so we pay
in their days.
When you are dirty, one.
Paul, we know.
Paul, our ma.
He didn't say Paul, I know.
But okay, Paul, mama.
We,
only our.
Paya katuma la baya.
Reka paka santa yala na ba.
The demon behind poverty said, Paul, we know.
The demon is our lion. She only Paul, our ma.
The demons behind infirmity and disease said, Paul, we know. Jesus, that one also, we know.
Jesus, back on
who are you?
Ani iwo.
They ask. Maybe we miss your file. Because when people grow to the stage of being a man in the spirit, they will. It is his name is introduced to us, so we pack our load and run away.
They've
not brought your file.
Here, ni yamba ti toju pani nu e mi. I'll fi oruko re onfunwa. I'll si kweruwa. Shukwan a okuti oruko tire.
I know individuals who are people of authority.
Mwana weni yamba ti toju pani nu e mi. I'll fi oruko re onfunwa.
There are people in the place of authority. They don't talk to me all the time. And the reason is because I have not allowed them to buy me. So I speak to them as a prophet. I don't speak as a puppet.
Means,
when I see them maltreat their workers or staffs around me, I rebuke them. So they don't like me. And if they are going to lose on any subject matter, I will tell them you are losing. And if they are going to win, I will tell them you are going to win. They don't like me. But anytime they have sought for men who hears clearly from God, but anytime they have sought for men who will not lie because of money, anytime they have sought for a man in the land who can bring the counsel of God to them,
they come to me, they will bury their ego and their pride and say, we know you are a boy, but we know you are big in the spirit.
Ṣùgbọ́n nígbà tó máa retí ẹni tí ó mú ọ̀rọ̀ Ọlọ́run wá láì parọ́ láì fi dúdú pé fún wọn tọ̀ mí wá wọn mọ̀ wípé mo jẹ́ ọmọ kékeré wọn wá wúra wọn palẹ̀.
Is the Lord speaking to somebody here?
Ṣé Ọlọ́run bẹ́ nìkan sọ̀rọ̀ bí ní àṣálẹ́ yìí?
Prayer is
1:3.
And I also told you that Jesus gave a counsel that you can actually don't ask. And I'm going to give you the reward of asking. You,
Iwo,
seek
wa
for the kingdom of God.
Why the born
and its righteousness
at your door
and all how many?
Melo, Bokwe, Bokwe, Itoku.
When I sought for a job. Pray. Give me job.
Olúwa fún mi níṣẹ́, fún mi níṣẹ́.
And at a point when I knew that there was a problem.
Nígbà tí mo wá rí pé ìṣòro kan wà.
It was when I applied for a driving job and they say I'm overqualified.
Nígbà tí wọ́n sọ pé mo wá fìwé ránṣẹ́ fún iṣẹ́ awakọ̀ tán ní pé mo ti gbójú òṣùwọ̀n jù.
I said, forget about my qualification. Just give me the job.
Yes, you have to now. I'm not going to pay you.
They said, no, not you.
One year out,
when I was in deep poverty, looking for something to do, I went to seek for a job, how to feed, where they are looking for a man to feed their dog.
If that thing went up, I
clean the house of the dog. And I appeared there for interview. The owner of the house passed by me and he was waiting for the person who came for interview. And he called his house help. He said, where is the person you say called for interview? And he said, that's the man. And I said, I'm the one. I said, no, we are not looking for a person. So one day,
Bajaka,
I returned back home.
Mopada Sile,
and I told my wife,
"What's up, my yami?
I know the secret.
Wait, moti mo ashirio.
I know what to do now.
Moti mo to yaki nsheba yi.
I will never look for a job again.
When laye mi unoku to wa shema.
I said there,
money olufe.
I need your cooperation. Let me serve Jesus.
Je kin sin Jesus yi.
He will put food on our table.
Yo si fi onje sori tabili wa.
I wasn't talking of starting a church.
Won so pe won bere ijo.
I was not even interested in church.
Won o ti e nani si.
I said let me serve Jesus.
Won o sin Jesus.
And he will put food on my table.
Yo si fi onje sori tabili mi.
And I will wake up in the morning 5 a.m.
Take my megaphone. Repent, for the kingdom of God is at hand. And I will return back home. Take my bath. Then carry my Bible. Trek to town for hours. Preach the gospel to men and women. Praying for people and preaching and telling them about the goodness of Jesus. I forgot I don't have anything. I said I will serve Jesus. And I know him is faithful. He will put food on my table. Well, the rest is history.
Ah, Lonnie, gbogbo re je itan.
This is about 7 years now.
Aso re podun meje seyin.
Within that 7 years, God has blessed us with properties.
We like the ordinary
properties.
Olorun ti fun wa ni ohun ini lopolopo.
Properties.
Ohun ini to po.
Within that 7 years,
you know, odun meje yi,
I have traveled abroad a couple of times.
What he lost, he left here. Let me hear Meggy.
We have blessed lives.
Ati bukun fun awon kan.
People are eating under our labor now.
Awon eyan jeun ni abe ise wa.
You sick first.
Wait, you walk wa na.
The Bible says, ask, seek, and knock. Jesus said, leave the asking.
Bible sọ pe wa ki o si bere wa ki o si kanku ṣugbọn ki o fi bi bere fi sile.
He said, if you seek for the kingdom of God and the righteousness,
ati ododo inu
re, that is everything that God is interested in, you are interested in.
Pe gbogbo ti Olorun n fe ni iwo na n fe.
He said, these things that the Gentiles are pursuing, running after, I will compensate you with it. There's someone here. Your era of struggle is over now. Let me consult my notes before we round up. You see, the reason why Jesus is interested in the seeking part and not the asking part. Seekers are worshippers. So the Bible says, those who are going to worship the Father must worship in spirit and in truth.
It
says such people the Father seeketh. Are you with me? You are not following. Are you with me? He said, those who are going to worship him will worship in spirit and in truth. He now said, you that you are asking God to come by fire, by force. You don't need to ask him to come. If you can be a true worshiper, such the Father seeketh. Instead of you running to God, he will come to your door. He will knock at your own door. He will enter. He said, if you open, I will sit down and dine with you. The gospel is simple. I have tried my best to develop a message on the knocking.
Motiki in your Jew. That's
Holy Spirit did not release anything. If I want to use my canaman, I will find something called knocking in the Bible. I will find something to manipulate. But I don't prepare message. He tells me what to prepare, then I start preparing. So I have searched. I said, Lord, what is this knocking? He didn't tell me anything. So I concluded that when you leave the realm of the unbelievers who are askers and you become a seeker, his response to your seeking will be knocking. I thought I'm the one who's supposed to knock. No, he was saying if you seek me enough, you will attract me to knock at the door of your life. I will enter and I will sit down. Me and my Father will dine with you. Now I understand that the scripture is a mystery. That everything is partnership. Even though he's the one knocking, I'm the one knocking at the same time. Because in him we live, in him we move, in him we have our being. Yes.
Then
he has to be interested in you.
Oh, but the
seekers and worshippers.
They
are not looking for him for what he will give to them. They are looking for what to give to him. They worship with everything. Seekers are givers. They give him their time. They give him their money. They give him their love. Seekers are lovers. Love the Lord your God with all your heart, and all your might, and all your soul. He said, Peter, lovest thou me than this? Lovers. They are the ones who will sing. They'll say, I will die for you. I will live for you. Whatever you want, I do. I will die for you. I will live for you. Whatever you want. They are the ones who will come and say, Lord, thy will be done. They don't command God to give them by fire, by force. They say, thy will be done. I must die daily. For you to come reigning in me. I must die daily. I must die. For you to come reigning in me. Listen to this. My will must die daily.
If you have me,
you must die.
Oh, God.
For you to come reigning in me. These are songs I compose in the place of intimacy. If you're asking God for car and house, you will never compose such song. Muwa, muwa, oluwa, muwa. Bewa, bewa, oluwa, bewa. That's what you'll be composing.
Duro ni be na lo ma ko.
Seekers are lovers.
Awon ti won fe Olorun won je olufe.
Seekers don't want God to give. They want to be made.
Awon ti won Olorun won ko fe ki Olorun ko fun won, sugbon won fe ki Olorun so won di nkan.
They want to be made so that they can reproduce at their own pace without begging or asking anybody. There's a particular lady in one of the supermarkets I used to go. Anytime I go there to shop, when I'm coming out, she's waiting for me at the door. I'm not the only one she's waiting for. And then she
said,
please, because of God, give me money to eat. I keep coming to buy. I keep giving her. Every time I come again, she has to beg again. Because she's in the realm of the askers. There are things you don't go to God for anymore. Solomon worshiped God with 1,000 cows.
Solomon, o sin Olorun pelu egberun malu.
Because the Bible says in the book of 2 Kings chapter 3, the Bible says, and Solomon loved the Lord.
Bible sọ pe ati pe Solomon feran Olorun.
It was God who now say, I want to give you money.
Olorun lo wa sọ pe o wu mi kin fun olowo.
You didn't ask, but I want to give you. There will not be anybody like you on earth. Solomon never asked God for that. I prefer that part. That God will say, you, will you not ask me for anything? Do you know him to the point where he's the one asking you, "Omo kilo fe?"
She iwo ta mo de ipele ti o ma bere lowo re pe kilo fe.
What do you want? I say, Lord, I'm just here because I love you.
Oluwa mo wa nibi yi nitori pe mo
fe. But your birthday is next month. You are not asking for anything.
Ojo bi re osu to nbo ni o de bere nkan kan.
I remember last year October we were on the mission field.
Ni odun to koja a wa ni ise iranse.
And it was October, my month of birthday. I didn't care, I was just busy winning souls. People could not reach me. Wish me happy birthday.
Nothing
special to me because I am busy in the master's business. You know what happened? Myself and the team, we were praying very early in the morning. Around
6 a.m.
And all of a sudden, I saw the sun rise. They didn't know because I took the picture. And the sun that rose, it brought a light that was colored close to the window where we are praying. And I said, what is this?
So
I opened the window. I saw the sun. I was shocked. I was amazed about it. We continued praying. But I knew, I noticed that this, I said, but this is not normal at this time for the sun to rise. So I deliberately stepped out to look at it. And while I was outside looking at the sun that rise, before my eyes, it set back. And then the moon came out again. I said, Lord, what is this? He said, I came to wish you happy birthday. They didn't know. I was in tears. I'm telling you, so I stand before the Lord whom I'm going to give account to. It was very early.
Seekers are lovers.
Àwọn tí wọ́n ń wọ Ọlọ́run wọ́n jẹ́ ẹni ọkàn bí ọni ọkàn Ọlọ́run.
When you become a seeker,
nígbà tí o bá jẹ́ ẹni tí ń wọ Ọlọ́run,
you will learn the art of patience.
Ó kọ́ ẹ̀mí sùúrù bí agbẹ́ ní ẹ̀mí sùúrù.
Which is a virtue to you.
Tó jẹ́ wọn àlùmọ́nì tó jẹ́ kí o ní.
Let me run.
Ẹ jẹ́ kí n.
Seekers.
Àwọn tí wọ́n Ọlọ́run.
Engage. Process.
Wọ́n a máa tẹ̀lé àwọn ìlànà.
You can't find God quickly.
O lè tètè rí Ọlọ́run bẹ́ẹ̀ o.
Let me tell you something.
Ẹ jẹ́ kí n sọ kankan fún wa.
God is not pay as you go.
Ọlọ́run ń ṣe bí ó bá ṣe ń lọ náà ni yóò máa mú mi lẹ́yìn.
God is not a postpaid card.
Ọlọ́run ń ṣe.
God is a prepaid.
Bó bá ṣe ń lọ náà ni kò máa no.
If you don't pay,
o gbọ́dọ̀ kọ́kọ́ sanwó.
He won't show up.
O gbọ́dọ̀ sanwó ìdíyelé kó tó di kó farahàn.
So if you become a seeker,
tó bá jẹ́ ẹni tí ń wọ Ọlọ́run,
you must have paid the price of process.
O gbọ́dọ̀ ti kọ́kọ́ san owó ìdíyelé àwọn ìlànà.
Before God can appear to you,
kó tó di kó wá farahàn fún ọ.
You are looking for the result.
Ìwọ ń wá èsì àti àbájáde.
He is interested in the process.
He
said, follow me, Peter.
Oni Peteru tele mi.
James and John.
Jacobu ati Johanu.
And I shall make you.
Emi o si so yin di
make.
Won o so yin di
make.
Won o so yin.
I need to do the work.
Emi won o sise na.
You are not going to be fisher of men.
Iwo ko lo je apeja
eniyan. I know you are a fisherman. Follow me and you will stop fishing fish, you start fishing men. He didn't say that.
Mo sọ pé mo mọ̀ pé ẹ jẹ́ apẹja, ẹ jẹ́ fàdúmà apẹja.
Because he's a God of process.
Torí pé ó jẹ́ Ọlọ́run ìlànà.
I will make you.
Ó ní èmi ó sọ yín di
fishers of men.
Èmi ó sọ yín di àwọn apẹja ènìyàn.
It took him 3.5 years plus 40 days extra to make them.
Ó nà ní ọdún mẹ́ta àtààbọ̀ àti ogójì ọjọ́ sí kó tó di pé ó lè sọ wọ́n di apẹja ènìyàn.
Seekers don't rush God.
Àwọn tí wọ́n wọ Ọlọ́run wọn kì í ti Ọlọ́run ní gbọ̀ngàn.
They are men of process.
Wọ́n jẹ́ Ọlọ́run tí ń bọ̀wọ̀ fún ìlànà.
Seekers burn candles.
Àwọn tí wọ́n wọ Ọlọ́run wọn máa dárun mọ́jú.
Thank you. They burn time.
Wọ́n máa ná àkókò pọ̀.
They are investors in the kingdom.
Wọ́n jẹ́ ẹni tí wọ́n máa ń fi ṣọ́ta fi sí okòwò
nínú ìjọba. And materially.
Wọ́n máa ń sọ̀rọ̀ ìdíyelé
nínú ẹ̀mí àti lójú ara. I was listening to an excerpt from Pastor Ejimi, who is Apostle Joshua Selman's, I think, right hand.
Wọ́n gbọ́ fọ́nrán kan nípa ti ọkùnrin tí wọ́n dárúkọ ni tó jẹ́ tó súnmọ́ Apostle Joshua Selman.
He said, we all knew that Selman is going to be great in life. Nobody can doubt.
Gbogbo wa la mọ̀ wípé yóò di ẹni ńlá láyé, kò sí ẹnì kankan.
Because of the sacrifice he's paying among all of us, we know.
Nítorí ìdí owó ìdíyelé tó ti san láàrin gbogbo wa.
He said, why we are sleeping?
Gbogbo wa bá ń sùn.
We were three sleeping in the same room then.
Ni Asaba ma sun ninu yara.
He said Selma will fuel the generator from night till morning. Consistently every day for 2 years.
Fun odun meji.
Busy reading, studying, praying, studying. For two, he said we knew that
for odun meji.
This guy cannot be in our level.
A mọ̀ wípé dájúdájú kò lè wà nípele tiwa.
Seekers.
Àwọn tí ń wá Ọlọ́run.
They burn candles.
Wọ́n a máa dárun mọ́jú.
They invest time.
Wọ́n a máa lo àkókò wọn.
They invest energy.
Wọ́n a máa lo okun wọn.
Stop wasting your time fasting for material.
Ẹyẹ dẹ́kun àti máa gbà àwẹ̀ fún ohun ti ẹran ara.
Asking does not require sacrifice at all.
Kíyàn béèrè fún kò ní ṣe pẹ̀lú ìdíye sísanwó ìdíye
náà. But seeking.
Ṣùgbọ́n wíwá rẹ.
Seeking.
Wíwá.
You don't even know where you are going to find him.
Oh, tell me, but you don't read Olorun.
At times he's in a book.
Nigba miran inu iwe ni Olorun wa.
At times he's in the Bible.
Nigba miran inu Bibeli lo wa.
At times he's in somebody's S message for you.
Nigba miran inu iwe inu.
At times it is when you humble yourself with fasting to the point where your flesh dies.
Pipe eran ara re ku padapata ni o to farahan.
So a seeker.
Anything
he's,
Olorun.
He's laboring everywhere.
Oh, ni ma nsise takun takun ni gbogbo ibi.
If I tell you how much YouTube has eaten from my data, in a year, I stand before the Lord. Every year I spent over 200,000 on YouTube. I'm telling you this now. What am I looking for? What is the secret of Ria Bonke?
Ashiri Ria Bonke.
3.4 million souls in one day, within 1 week. Keep on Paulo Shenche. I will listen and listen and listen.
What
is the secret of this one? How did this one grow? How did this one know God? How did God manifest himself to this one? I'm searching, I'm reading, I'm listening to tapes. Even though I'm a pastor, I have Rema, yes, but Rema is not enough. Seekers. Are investors. You see, I'm telling you, you will need to grow, but your growth is not is not what you say, it's how much you invest.
I was sumarously showing a story
with you here that Baba Adeboye told Apostle Johnson Suleiman that Jeremiah just left my room now. Which Jeremiah? He said the one in the Bible.
Jeremiah said, "Kuro ni yara mi."
Baba Adeboye.
O so fun Suleiman be.
Baba o je ni pa wa jare. Kenneth Higgins. He will sit down with Isaiah. They will talk and talk and talk. Isaiah in the Bible. How do you think it's going to be if you see the author? Let's assume that Paul appeared to you now.
Tell me
which revelation is in his epistle that he will not tell you.
And when you are one in New Year, you
told it when local. Kenneth Higgins will sit down with Jesus. They will talk and talk and talk. Not dream, physically. They will talk and talk. They will plan meetings. They will talk about the crusade they want to do. They will talk, Abba! Ewaniki ministry. Come on, Nina. Let me ask you, how much have you invested into your spiritual life? Some of you are in this church now. You have multimedia phone. And all our sermons are online. If I were you, there are those, you know, I teach in series. I remember one sermon you will need to find a call to relationship.
I think it's
part one to three or four. I can't remember. You will need to learn to sit down to the whole. Don't listen to one and listen to another one next day. If it is part one to five, sit down. Buy data. Seekers are investors. Okay. The ultimate goal of seekers is to develop a relationship which can buy anything. Both in the spirit and in the physical. The ultimate goal, the ultimate pursuit of seekers is to build a relationship.
Ìfojúsùn tó lágbára jù àwọn tí ń wọ Ọlọ́run náà ni pé láti ní ìbáṣepọ̀.
And that relationship can buy them anything.
Ìbáṣepọ̀ náà ló lè fún wọn ní ohunkóhun tí wọ́n bá ń fẹ́.
Ephesians 3:17, I'm running
up. Efesu orí kẹfà ẹsẹ̀ kẹtàdínlógún.
Ephesians 3:17.
Efesu orí kẹta.
To 19.
He said,
may be able to comprehend with all saints what is the breadth, the length, the depth, the height, and to know the love of God. Please listen. And to know the love of Christ, which passeth knowledge, that ye might be filled with all the fullness of God. He said that ye may know. Please pay attention. And to know the love of Christ, which passeth knowledge. What are you talking about? Know the love of Christ that passeth knowledge. Know.
That is my fair Christi. Tiota imoyo.
How can you know? Beyond knowledge.
Tiota imoyo.
It means that
o tun mo si wi pe
in your seeking patterns and processes
when ni bi ilana
a day will come
ojo kan nbo
you will not need to read about Jesus again.
O nilo ati ka nipa Jesu mo.
You will know him experientially.
O da Jesu mo ni loju koroju.
He will appear to you and attend to your life.
Yo fara han fun o yo si da si joro
that day
lojo na
you stop saying he, my God shall supply my need according I believe. No, it will not be a belief again. You will know that it is settled.
Ko ni se pelu igbagbo mo nitori ko ti mo wi pe o ti da Olorun.
The Lord will take you to that realm.
Olorun yo mo lo si pele baye.
Let me touch one more thing in that verse before I go.
Again, son, kan si ka to lo.
That ye might be filled with all the fullness of God. That ye might be full with all the fullness of God. Hello, sir.
Pe ki eyin ki o le ni agbara lati mo pelu popo awon eniyan mimo.
That's not what I said. You are not listening to me. You didn't listen to me. That ye may be filled with the fullness of God.
Ki eyin ki o le kun fun Olorun.
You remember that the Bible say ask that your joy may be full. How many of you remember?
Bibe ni so pe ki e bere ki ayo yin ki o le
ku. And I told you.
Mo si so fun wa wi pe
I said that realm.
Pe ipele yi.
It is you that your joy is full. Heaven's joy is not full.
Pe iwo ni ayo ti re kun, ayo orun o ti kun.
And now he says.
Sugbon nisin yi o so wi pe
if you know me experientially.
Pe ti o ba da mi mo loju koroju.
You will not, your joy will not be full.
Pe ayo re ko ni
bu. But you will be full of me.
Iwo iwo gan o wa ni wa ni ekunlele emi gan ti kala mi.
Wow. The true desire of God in every man can only be fulfilled in the realms of the seekers. Believe me, everything that the God says he wants a man to do, fruitfulness, multiplication, dominion, replenishing, all these things,
sir.
It's not meant for askers, it's meant for seekers. Remember that the blessing was pronounced on Adam. And Adam is a man. I've told you the Greek word for Eden is Aiden, which means player. It means that Adam and God always come in intimacy. They come together in close relationship. Adam was not asking God for anything. He was just relating.
Adam ko pere nkan kan lowo Olorun ju pe won awon mejeji ko n wa lati ni ibasepo pelu ara won.
God has supplied everything Adam we need.
Olorun ti pese gbogbo ohun ti Adam nilo
padapada. I'm telling you, he has provided everything you need in life.
Olorun ti fi gbogbo ohun ti o nilo nile aye o ti fi fun o.
He is only interested in you to come and seek for him.
O kan reti pe ki iwo ki o wa ki o to wa.
And if you seek for him,
nigbati o ba to Olorun lo,
I promise you.
O so fun o.
everything you need in life.
Gbogbo ti o nilo nile aye.
Eyes will be open to them.
Oju re yo wa ri won kedere.
And you will never need to labor again.
Ogo anilo.
I prophesy to your life. This will be a new season of experience for you in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
I'm done. For the eyes of the Lord goes to and fro throughout the earth to show himself strong. God is looking to show himself strong in the behalf of them that hearts are perfect towards him, not towards need. Towards him, not towards need. Towards him. God, I is searching every day. Looking for people is going to show how powerful he is to. But the requirement, he said, seek the things that are above. If I can find the people that their heart is looking after me, not need, stop using Jesus to buy food.
It's
bigger than that. Stop using Jesus to negotiate material. You don't need Jesus to have material. You can scam, you get material. You can thief, you get material. You can beg, you get material. You don't need Jesus to get material. But if you find Jesus, he said the power, I will not give you wealth. No, sir. I will not give you wealth. If you find me, I will give you power to make wealth. You will become a manufacturer of wealth and riches. That shall be your portion. In the name of Jesus. Rise on your feet. What is the requirement? For seekers. Number one. They must be in consistent worship. Psalm 22 verse 3 says, God inhabits in the praise of his people. If you become a worshipper, your life becomes a dwelling place for God. Number two. Let me quote one more scripture. Psalm 67. Verse 5-6. The Bible says, Bible
says,
when your people praise thee,
it
said the earth shall yield her increase. Are you listening to me? When people praise him, the earth will yield her increase. Psalm 22 verse 3. He inhabits in the praise of his people. If you become a consistent worshipper, you will be the resident of God. Did you? You know, don't worry, we'll close now. After this, just announcement and then we'll pray. But, you know, I saw a vision. And the Lord showed me that vision some days ago. The Lord said, a time is coming. We will be holding service from morning and it will end in the night. He told me that is a revival. It will happen. May you be part of that revival. It is the devil that is sending you out of church after 1 hour. It is the devil that is making you to be tired. Can I say this? You remember that when people were praising Jesus the other time, and they wanted to stop the people who were praising him. You know what Jesus said? Look at what Jesus said. If you shut them, if you shut this one, I will command the stones to rise and begin to worship me. Why is he interested to recreate worshippers? You are not following. He didn't say, if you don't ask, I'm going to call another people that will ask. But he said, if you don't praise me, I will raise stones to begin to praise me. It means praise matters to him, sir. Worship matters to God. If you choose never to ask God of anything again, worship him and see. You will commit him to supply your need. Listen to me. When you live a consistent worshiper life, it means you are consistently investing in the trade of heaven. This is not an MMM, sir. This is not MMM. This is a sure guarantee business that will produce results for you. Let me give you one and then we go. Please pay attention. I have so much to say. The children of Israel went to Babylon in the book of Jeremiah.
Jeremiah.
Pay attention to this. And God, even our God, said, they will not come out of that bondage until 70 years. Is that correct? Please pay attention to me. But in the Babylon, don't forget that there was a man called Ezekiel, a prophet also. In chapter 1, he said he saw heaven open. And he saw God riding on the chariot in the bondage. So somehow, even though people are in the bondage, they could still navigate a realm that can summon the presence of God to their midst. Pay attention. God said they will be in bondage for 70 years. What was he looking for in their midst? Pay attention. A man like Ezekiel knew the technology, the formula that he can put in place to bring God to his presence. Pay attention. Is it not the same formula that Jehoshaphat positioned when there was a trouble? 3 kings came against them. They wanted to corrupt and destroy the nation of Israel. When they implied this technology and the formula of worship, the Bible says God set an ambush against the 3 nations and wiped them away. Pay attention. I'm going somewhere. So what did Ezekiel do that brought God into their camp? Don't forget. The 430 years the children of Israel spent in Babylon, in Egypt.
In reward, do only
they There was no single record that God appeared there in one day. They were there for 400 years was completed. They spent 30 extra. Why? Because God was not in their means. Jesus Christ. When Ezekiel found that formula that can attract God to their camp, then the Spirit of the Lord. Somebody say Spirit of the Lord.
Spirit of the Lord.
Somebody say Mercy of the Lord.
Mercy of the Lord.
The mercy of the Lord.
Anu alonu.
Went into the camp of their enemies in
Babylon.
The men who took them captives. The Spirit of the Lord put utterance in the mouth of those who put the children of Israel to the captive of Babylon.
They woke up one day.
They told them,
once of one.
Hey, you people of Zion, come and sing the song of your God for us in this strange land. Listen to me, it was heaven's system to God shut that 70 years. It was God's technology to reduce the 70 years. When they came, sing the song of your land to us. If they had said, okay, no problem. We remember that he inhabits in the praise of his people. If they had kneeled down and said, Father, we worship you. If they had said, Hallelujah. Hallelujah. For the Lord God Almighty name. What Ezekiel did that brought God to the camp moved God with compassion. He said, okay. Let me see what I can do, because God changes his mind, sir. You can change God's mind. If you come to the fullness of his will, you can negotiate. Moses said, God, how can you destroy your own people? You need to repent. And the Bible says, and God repented. A man preached to God to repent. And the Bible recorded that God repented. God wanted to change that pronouncement.
Olorun fe yi ase na pada.
So he opened a window.
O wa sileku anfani kan fun
won. Through the test of their faith.
O fe dan igbagbo won wo.
Hey you Zion people, come here, come here.
Eyin ara Zion e bo si bi, e bo si bi.
Come and sing the song of your God.
E wa us. E wa korin leyin ile orin Olorun yin e wa ko fun wa.
Oh, for they are unwise people.
They
were not smart people. They were carnal people. They said, we, how can we sing the song of our God in a strange land?
Tori kila o se ma korin Olorun wa ni ile ajoji.
And they went back home.
Wa pada sile.
Oh God,
Oluwa,
deliver us.
Bawa,
deliver us.
Bawa.
Some useless prophet among them also.
Awon woli kan ti won ko ni lari laarin won.
Who are dominated by the patience and the midis and the demons in the land of Babylon began to prophesy, thou seest the Lord.
You have been delivered
before 70 years.
Your
deliverance is coming. God told Jeremiah.
You see
those prophets? I didn't send them. I sent their enemy to them. The Bible says, when the ways of a man pleases the Lord, he will bend even him and his enemies to dwell in peace. Listen to me. The Bible says, all things, Romans chapter 8, all things work together for the good of them that love
him.
If they are singing the song of God, listen, if they love God, they are not supposed to sing because the enemy wants to mock them with the song. Worshippers are consistent people. It doesn't matter what platform you get
there.
Worshippers in the toilet, mapa kutopaka, hipokosatabayada. Worshippers in the bedroom, elebeketo, elebeketo kapaya. Worshippers in the office, ilabadabadabadabadaba. Worshippers in trouble, ebekurataya. Worshippers without kobo, edibikisabayanda. Worshippers without children, ibokotukabayada. Seekers don't worship because they are happy. Seekers don't worship because they have money. Remember I told you seekers are lovers. Seekers are lovers. They don't care what situation they are going through. They can burn the night on their knees saying, thou art worthy, thou art worthy, thou art worthy to receive the glory, the honor. I don't have food at home, you are worthy. I don't have money in my account, you are worthy. We are barren in this family, you are worthy. It will cost you. It will cost you an investment. I know a God who's merciful and kind. He's faithful and gracious. Me, I don't know what you are going through.
I'm
the apple of his eye. The touch that fills his heart every morning, noon, and night.
He loved me when I didn't care. He was patient till I came, running back into his arms. See how you stand for life, hey, make me a shining star, your glory to reveal. I will worship you forever. I love you forever. Pando Papa, share the love of my father.
Let me give you one scripture as we go. We are going to be doing a worship night immediately.
How much alei niketeti mobadi de?
We'll bring Fumi Pierre. We'll bring worship motion. We'll bring Think and Tank. We'll bring. Let me think of. We'll bring Fola Eden. We'll bring as many Cornerstone Abraham Cornerstone. We are coming to worship till daybreak. We want to give our King all the glory that he deserves. And then the Bible says, the earth shall yield and increase. What a formula. that if you send worship to heaven, the response will come on earth. In the natural, you plant on earth. That you may harvest on earth. But in the spirit, you send worship to heaven. And the earth will respond. A testimony that your letter got to heaven. The earth will respond. Let me give you one verse as we go. Acts of Apostles chapter 16. Don't sit down. Acts 16. I love this verse. Acts 16 verse 25. And at midnight, it means this was a terrible time for Paul as well. What are you going through? Are you in prison? Did they put chain in your hand and in your leg? In the middle of the night, a dark hour in the life of Paul. A dark season in the life of Paul. Please,
sir.
In the middle of the night, Paul and Silas prayed.
Paul and Silas,
you will see now the difference between you and Paul. They prayed. You will have come here to preach to us that his prayer is for God to deliver him. Sir, you are not listening to me. You will think that Paul prayed for God to deliver him. And sang praises unto God. And the prisoners heard them. And suddenly, somebody says suddenly. Oh my God, you are sleeping. Say suddenly. You say suddenly.
Suddenly.
Say that suddenly, suddenly.
Logic.
Suddenly.
Logic.
Louder. Louder.
Jackie.
Your miracle.
Logic.
Your healing.
Logic.
Your deliverance.
Logic.
Your breakthrough.
Logic.
Your breakthrough.
Logic.
Your promotion.
Logic.
Your breaking forth.
Logic.
In the name of Jesus.
Logic.
And suddenly.
Logic.
There was great earthquake, so that the foundation of the prison was shaking. You know why you keep having problems? You will solve it. You have more. You are sick today. You go for hospital. Tomorrow you are sick again. Next tomorrow you are sick again. You know why? Because you are treating your problem on the surface.
Nítorí pé ìṣòro rẹ ní ojú jẹpẹrẹ náà ló fi mú.
Hello sir.
Hello sir.
You are treating your case on the surface.
Pé ní lérè pé ní là ń fi o la fẹ́ tán ìṣòro wa.
It is well. It is well.
Amen.
And suddenly there was a great earthquake, so that the foundation—he was in the prison, but the foundation was shaking. The Bible says in Psalm 11, verse 3, "If the foundation be destroyed, what shall the righteous do?" Well, the righteous should be smart to know what Paul did. After they have prayed and sang unto the Lord, the foundation of the prison was shaking. Look at something. And immediately all the doors were open. How many doors?
All the doors.
How many doors were open?
All the doors.
How many doors?
All the doors.
I promise you, by the help of God, I will teach you into maturity by fire, by force.
Okay, go to work.
In this church, we
will not do bread and butter.
Ah, bread at you at the butter.
Business. Investment. Increase.
Busy.
Connection.
Isopo.
Favor.
Ojurere.
Mercy.
And
promotion. The Bible says,
really,
all door. Because the prison foundation was shaken. Follow me. And everyone's band were loose. And the keeper of the prison, awaking out of his sleep, seeing the prison doors open, he drew out his sword and he would have killed himself. Suppose that the prisoners had been fled. But Paul cried with a loud voice, saying, Oga, do thyself no harm.
Ṣùgbọ́n Paul kó kara ókè ní òun rárá wípé má ṣe para rẹ lára.
For we are all here.
Nítorí gbogbo wa wà níhìn-ín.
So when the Bible says Paul was praying and singing.
Bíbélì sọ pé Paul ń kọrin ó sì ń gbàdúrà.
You thought he was praying to be delivered. Now he prayed. The door of the prison opened. The chain, the fetters broke. He
sits
down there. It means that you can still be in the midst of your enemy and still flourish. You need not to be running at a
scatter.
I thought his prayer was to be able to run away from the prison. No. He was worshipping. The prayer was for seeking. And God wanted to confirm to him that, Oga, the way you seek me today, I'm here. And then the Lord came to the prison. And Paul said, we are not running. Because we can reproduce this freedom over and over and over. We don't need to run. We can reproduce our freedom.
Nítorí pé ìtúsílẹ̀ wa a lè ní nígbà gbogbo tí a bá fẹ́.
Every door that is shut against you.
Ó kọlẹ̀kùn tí ó ti tì mọ́.
It's opening now.
Ó di ṣíṣí lórúkọ
Jésù. Pastors Kafi Dapayada.
Ẹyà Paka Sandayada.
Please listen.
Gbọ́ mi.
Lift up your two hands.
Nọwọ́ rẹ méjì
lókè. I prophesy upon your life, my deep protector. Ó sọ
àtọ́tẹ́ lẹ̀ fún ọ.
Imboko Platakapakusia Talaba. Because we worship together in this service today, the foundation of problems, foundation of infirmities, foundations of trouble in your life, I decree, let there be shaken right now in the name of Jesus. Every door that is closed, I command the opening now.
Amen. Vamashi.
Vata prakato sofara. Emaikobe. Falipaka kala. Rifedu makusta patayala. Yadimo kopakata. Ekarapakatukutukupakabayada. Lift up your head, O ye gate. And be lifted up, you everlasting door. I command those doors that do not want to open for you. Let them break.
Amen.
If they refuse to open, the Bible says he has broken the gate of brass. He has cut the doors of iron asunder. He said, oh, the man will praise the Lord. Father, for your praise. That is what it means. If I break the door, will you praise me? He said, all that men will praise the Lord for his goodness and his wonder to the children of men, for he has broken the gates of brass. I command every gate of brass, every door of iron, if they refuse to open, let them be pieces.
Amen.
I prophesy your breakthrough now.
Amen.
Now.
Amen.
Now. Now.
Amen.
Now.
Amen.
Now.
Amen.
Your prosperity now.
Amen.
Your connection now.
Amen.
Your helpers of destiny now.
Amen.
That job now.
Amen.
That finances now.
Amen.
That contract now.
Amen.
You will not suffer anymore.
Amen.
Oh my God. You will not suffer anymore.
Amen.
I prophesy a new season upon your life.
Amen.
In the name of the Father.
Amen.
In the name of the Son.
Amen.
In the name of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
The God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob will make this to happen.
Amen.
Thank you, Father.
Thank you.
In Jesus' mighty name, we pray.
Amen.
Can you celebrate the Lord Jesus Christ?
Hallelujah.
We believe that you've been richly blessed through this message. For prayers and counseling, please contact the ministry on 0703-914-2529 or 0802-090-1803. Mercy Throne Missions, recruiting God's future generals for purpose with passion and power.